Welcome to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Water testing on the Big Sioux River shows high levels of bacteria and pollution in some areas. The South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources recommends only having limited contact with the water, meaning they don't suggest swimming in it. The city of Sioux Falls continues to build parks and recreation areas along the river in the effort to foster economic development. SDPB's Aaron Myros brings you this report on recreation and pollution on the Big Sioux.
Right now we're just grabbing it. It's called a grab sample from the surface of the water.
Along the banks of the Big Sioux River, Kevin Christensen dips a container into the water. Another member from the East Dakota Water Development District throws a testing meter further upstream.
Water temperature is 24.76 Celsius. pH is 8.24.
Testing like this also shows this year the river's nitrate levels exceed the drinking water standard in parts of the lower basin. Jay Gilbertson manages the water testing. He says water quality hasn't changed a lot over the years. The Big Sioux still has elevated levels of suspended solids or sediment and bacteria like E. coli. These levels are so high in many areas they surpass state and federal guidelines for safe swimming.
I would not go swimming in the Big Sioux River right now. The bacteria levels are too high most of the time.
Is that huge or what?
Yeah.
How tall do you think that waterfall is?
Really tall.
Further upstream from the testing site is Falls Park, where water crashes over the quartz rock. Melissa Harris is here with her three daughters.
Well, see, now when I was a kid and we would come back here, this place was a mess. I mean, they hadn't cleaned it up, and you didn't come here. You didn't know what you were going to step on, but they have really done a beautiful job fixing this up.
The Big Sioux River runs throughout the heart of Sioux Falls. Much of the river has a greenway on either side with landscaping and sidewalks. But Jay Gilbertson says the city's efforts to improve recreation along the water doesn't exactly reflect what's happening under the surface.
Revitalizing the greenway, you know, building steps down to the river is kind of a bit of a disconnect there, because you're inviting people to come down to look at and interact with the water that by all measures you really shouldn't be interacting with. And sometimes that's the difference between, you know, development and conservation or what have you.
Water quality warnings don't keep everyone out of the water. On a hot afternoon, kayakers carry their boats to the edge of the Big Sioux near Brandon.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a muddy entry. There's no way around it.
One of those here today is Corey Diedrich. He's a kayaking instructor who teaches kids and adults how to safely paddle on moving water. He says avoiding the water isn't going to improve water quality. Instead, he says, to increase awareness and make people care about the water, they have to use it.
The state is recognizing that this is a valuable resource. The city of Sioux Falls is obviously recognized with the amount of money they put into the River Greenway and the effort they have to have made that really a focal point of our city, and it goes through the entire city, so that's outstanding. But we do know it's not perfect, and we do know we're in an agricultural area, and farmers and ranchers utilize the river too. We utilize it for recreational purposes. They utilize it as a business or have effects to the river that way.
Diedrich is with the group Sioux Empire Paddlers. He says the group is proposing a whitewater park in the Big Sioux.
Play waves and structures and eddy lines. So that's the first part, what really began with the Sioux Empire Paddler group. The second part, which is really taking off, is the educational piece.
Diedrich has been paddling on this water for over 10 years. He says some cleanup efforts are working, but there's still a long ways to go.
If you're out, you can find bicycles, cattle water tanks, air conditioners. You want to find something, just look in the Big Sioux River. You'll find it, unfortunately. Along with that, just all sorts of garbage. We just walked by, I'm standing on top of a kid's cheer pom-pom. It's right beside us here.
Despite the trash in the river, Diedrich is optimistic about solutions. Programs are getting more landowners to put in grass buffer strips along waterways to reduce runoff from ag land. And other programs are aimed at keeping cattle out of the water.
Senate Bill 136, an act to permit certain cropland along lakes, rivers, and streams to be assessed as non-cropland.
It would encourage the landowners and the producers upriver to look at their procedures and how they're doing drainage from their pastures and all that into the river.
Spencer Hawley is a representative from Brookings County. During the past legislative session, he sponsored a bill to give landowners a tax break for planting natural grass buffer strips. The bill was vetoed by Governor Dennis Dugard. Hawley plans to reintroduce the bill again in the 2017 session.
If you put a 50-foot buffer along the river or the waterways, at least they're not spraying right up to the edge of it, the pesticides and herbicides, and you're not getting a direct runoff into the water. So it would help the filtering process for the water quality.
Then the fourth one is the actual sample we'll take back to the lab and run a nitrate test.
Back at the water testing site near Yankton Trails Park in Sioux Falls, Jay Gilbertson and members from the East Dakota Water Development District finish collecting samples. Gilbertson says the bill to add buffer strips is a step in the right direction. But he says voluntary programs aren't going to persuade all landowners to change practices. Gilbertson says there's hesitancy when it comes to the idea of enforcement. He says until that changes, meeting water quality standards is still a long ways off.
In a watershed that is largely agricultural, it is going to be difficult to reduce the inputs to the point where all of the water quality standards, all the beneficial uses can be met. That isn't necessarily an indictment of agriculture. It's a reflection of the reality of what's going on.
For now, people in Sioux Falls will continue to kayak and recreate along a river that many hope has a cleaner future. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Erin Myros in Sioux Falls.